The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up, check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Listening to the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
The following program contains strong language and is intended only for mature audiences.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Time for the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives before implementation. So there. News Talk 93.1 WACV produces more live talk radio programming each day than any other station in the market. Now, on Friday the 13th, welcome to the 13th Hour. Look, there's a signpost up ahead. You're entering the Health and Wealth Zone.
Your folks are on the way up.
Is anyone else alive? Are they all dead?
Yes, ma'am. Two of my men pulled you out of the lake. We thought you were dead, too. Do you remember very much?
The boy. Is he dead, too?
Who?
The boy, Jason.
Jason?
In the lake. The one who attacked me. The one who pulled me underneath the water.
Ma'am, we didn't find any boy.
Then he's still there.
Super secret studios. Is this the 13th floor of the Greg Udell building here?
I think it is.
You think it is?
Mm-hmm.
It's the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. 13th hour. No. Yes, this is the 13th hour of the programming day.
Yes.
It's Friday the 13th.
Yes.
And I just heard Stevie Wonder mention a 13-month-old baby. Isn't that weird? That's strange now.
Oh. And I wonder if it was one of those Freddy babies.
Yeah, it had a little ski mask on. Is jumping around all over the place.
Oh.
Welcome to the program. Let's see. We've got a full house tonight. We've got
Young Elvis.
Young Elvis over here.
Glad to be here.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
We got David Ernest. We've got John David's here to talk about Five Nights at Freddy's, and we will be talking about that shortly. And my lovely wife, Donna's here. She's taking pictures and just jumping around.
Yeah. This is a historic event.
Yes, we're talking about Friday.
We have two young pre-radio people here with us tonight.
Yes.
Young Elvis and John David.
They could go on and...
They could go on. You might be hearing something that goes into infamy. Who knows?
Carry on the legacy.
Yes.
Of course, and I think we've got a call coming in already.
All right.
If you've got a question or you'd like to talk about something to do with Friday the 13th or your money, that's going to be lucky.
Yeah.
That's not going to be unlucky. That's going to be lucky.
Yeah, call we got lucky sevens on that one.
272-9228. And you want to get right into it and talk to John David?
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Okay, now I've got something here.
You got the John David Five Nights music?
Now, I've not listened to this. He knows about this.
Okay, we'll see what happens.
He told me this was the right song.
It is.
Is that it?
Okay.
And I can't see him now because he's kind of down on the low end over there. John David, how are you?
Good.
Good. He's speaking right up, too.
Yeah, he's
right.
Good. He's going to be a good radio guy.
All right. Now, I'm not real familiar with Five Nights at Freddy's now.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about it?
It's kind of a little creepy in the games, but it's... Sometimes some of the videos aren't. Some of them are funny.
Uh-huh.
I like to watch the funny ones more than the creepy ones.
Okay, well, you know, funny is good. Creepy is good, too,
yeah,
if that's what you like.
Yeah,
and
funny and creepy.
And your thing is you make clay figures, and you model them after the characters on Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah.
Okay, now, how did you figure out you could do that? You were looking, and you just said, hey, I can do that.
Yeah, I was just like, I just saw it, and then I tried doing it,
uh-huh.
And then I finally did it. It took me a while to build my first clay figure,
uh-huh.
And it took me like 11 minutes.
11 minutes?
That's not much.
Wow, that's not too bad. You must have just looked at that and just, bam, there
that's
it was.
Better than 13 minutes.
Yeah, well, 13 would have been unlucky. Now, okay, now do you do any other... sculptures right now, you're just kind of concentrating on the Five Nights at Freddy's.
I'm concentrating on the Five Nights at Freddy's.
But when you master that, you're going to move on and do other stuff.
But there's
stuff.
A lot of figures.
Yeah.
To the Five Nights at Freddy's
now,
deal.
Now, you know, I go to Walmart a lot because I have a lot of time on my hands.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not a whole lot of stuff at Walmart. Now, where do you get the action figures?
I used to get them at Target.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if my mom got some of them at Target.
Yeah.
Because the last time I got them was in 2017.
Oh, man. Way back then.
Oh, man, oh, if your mom's listening, maybe she needs to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas is around the corner. Maybe Santa Claus needs to be told something.
I bet he knows where he can get some.
Or maybe you could tell him on the 21st of December about it, because he'll be there with us at our Christmas blowout.
That's right. He's going to be out there and have a table set up, and he's going to be showing you how to make those clay figures. And something else I just found out a while ago.
What's that?
He's going to be in his Five Nights at Freddy's suit.
I know it.
So, I mean, that's going to be something to come see.
Yeah.
And we'll get a sign out there, and we'll have the Five Nights at Freddy's corner.
Yeah.
And everybody will know to go over
there. I have a feeling that if we put it next to the jumpy house,
yeah,
that there's going to be a lot of people jumping and looking at the figures at the same time.
And they'll jump out of the jumpy house and jump over to that table to see what John David's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
So.
Are you giving free lessons that night?
I don't know yet.
Oh, okay. It may just be a exposition where you're just showing off your stuff. Because I saw some pictures of the stuff, and it's pretty impressive. I was impressed.
So,
and I understand, I'm going to try to help you out now. I understand that you know about cooking them in the oven so they'll harden up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, with a little parental or grandparental supervision.
Is that a word?
Yeah. You put them in there. You make sure they're set the way you want them.
Mm-hmm.
And you set them in the oven for about 200 degrees for maybe about 20 or 30 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And it'll get just hot enough to draw the moisture out of that clay.
Uh-huh.
And they'll harden up. And you can paint them, do anything you want to with them. Yeah.
You did that, didn't you?
I didn't paint them, but I did make them. And I didn't put them in the oven yet.
Oh, you didn't? I thought I saw something.
Yeah, now they'll be okay, but like if you drop one now and it's not hardened up, it'll get all mushy and everything.
I know it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, that's what happens if you get hurt with them.
Well, you know how great artists are. You know, sometimes things, you know, don't go well. Well, what's up in the future now? You're gonna become a professional sculptor?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of people that like that.
When
kind
he's
of
not
stuff.
On the radio.
Yeah, he's on the radio right now. We could get him a Five Nights at Freddy's segment somewhere on the radio.
Yeah, he's got a big daddy that gets on the radio.
Oh, okay. And how old are you, John David?
Seven.
Are you married?
No.
No. Didn't work out, huh? How about girlfriends? How many girlfriends you got?
No. I broke up.
Oh, you broke up with your girlfriend. Oh, my goodness. Did she not like Five Nights at Freddy's, or was there some other discord there? What happened?
We just broke up with each other.
Just what meant to be, huh?
Yeah.
What was her name?
I don't want to tell you.
Oh, okay. Would there be any way if she was listening and you could say something to her that you could send her a message, give her like a shout out?
No.
No, you don't even want to. Man, he's bitter. He's terrible. Ooh, that's going. You got to learn to deal with it, man. I mean, you know, you got to move on. You know, you can't just let your heart get broke like that. You know. Well, I hate you had to break up with your girlfriend, but maybe you know, maybe she'll hear you on the radio and she'll want to get back together. What do you think about that?
I don't know.
You just leave your...
Well, maybe she sees some of those figures and the talent.
You know, leave your options open, huh? How old is she?
I think she's 7, the same age as me.
Okay, well, you know, usually if she had been 6, I would have told you. You know, sometimes them younger women, it's just kind of hard to deal with them. All right, well, John David, now you're going to stick around, and maybe we'll come back and talk about Five Nights at Freddy's a little bit more. Maybe I'll think up some more questions.
Yeah.
But I'm going to turn your mic down right now. You can still hear us and everything, but we're going to talk about other stuff. We're going to talk about the doings on the 21st. That's a week from tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah. Let me talk to you in my grown-up voice now. Hang on. John David's got something. Yes, sir.
Can you turn on the music so I can hear it while y'all talk?
The Five Nights.
He wants to hear the Five Nights
at Freddy's music, and we can talk over it.
You can do another one.
He knows all of it.
How about that?
Yeah.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
good.
A frightening character there.
That is kind of weird looking. That's uglier than I am right there, I tell you what. But, you know, if you see an ugly monster like that coming at your portfolio.
I'm telling you.
You want to call somebody.
This is scary, what's going on in the potential market. We have never gone up this much in the history of time. And, you know, we've said this before, but it's getting scarier and scarier and scarier. I've got people calling me, all concerned. Everybody saying, what can I do to get out of the stock market and put my money where it's safe but can still go up if the market keeps going up?
Right.
And I say, well, you know, you called me on Friday the 13th, and it's not a bad day. Actually, this was it went up just a little bit, the market did today. But it can really get scary out there when it starts doing this seesawing effect, you know. And it's just so unstable right now. I mean, you know, over time, sure, it'll go up over time, but it may take one heck of a breather and maybe one heck of a correction. It might be a year or two from now. We don't know, and it might not be much of a correction, but it might be a massive correction. And if it is, and it stays down a while, then, you know, that's not going to be good for baby boomers. Baby boomers, they might not live long enough to enjoy that money they built up, you know, because if the market goes down, you know, if the market goes down 50%, listen to this. If the market goes down 50%, do you know how much it takes to get back to where you were?
You know, I believe you've told me this. I'm going to guess and say 100%.
Bingo.
Hey.
And that's a lot.
Yeah.
100%.
If you lose half of it, you've got to gain back.
Double.
That half and another half to get to where you
it's
were.
It's got to go back up 100%.
That's amazing.
So, you know, if the market has averaged, you know, 8% a year, maybe 10 at the most, you know, if you were to divide it by 10, of course, it goes and does wild gyrations. It can go way up and way down, you know, in a few days. And that's another reason why if you are in the market, they talk about staying in the market. And if you're out of the market, I think they say the 11 best days, you lose practically all of the returns. But in our program, you don't, you see. So how are you going to guess the 11 best days? You know, that's the reason why they say sit still, don't move. And then, you know, but if it's, what if it's one of those cycles where it just bottom falls out? It wasn't one of the 11 days, you know, and then it's bad. So it's really scary. It's worse than Friday the 13th, if that happens to you.
Yeah, and you know, I meant to ask you, and of course, we've got our friend, see, Friday the 13th is affecting my speech. We've got our friend Grasshopper over here. How was your day? You didn't have anything unlucky happen, did you?
It was pretty good. I just had to wait outside the door, so that I was going to be outside the whole time.
Okay, now, I've been meaning to ask you this. And first, if you ever can't get in, just run around to the back because we'll be back there, and that door's right there. But do you don't have a cell phone, do you?
Not currently, no.
Okay, all right. That's why I was going to get your number so you could call me when you're out in the rain out there.
He had to get rid of the cell phone.
Women calling him all the time. Right. That's probably what it was.
And when they see him in that young Elvis outfit, you know, the one from the 68 comeback special? I don't know if we'll be able to control it.
We might have to have, like, a security out there.
What I've been thinking.
At the Christmas blowout.
I know it.
And, you know, that's a week from tomorrow.
I know it. We're going to have to do something because you know, have you ever seen those clips from when the Beatles first got started up and all the stuff that got tore up? It's kind of similar when Auburn beats Alabama and they tear the bushes.
Well, now we were talking about that the other night. I was talking to my nephew, and I was talking to his little boy, and he was talking about going fishing. He's about the same age as John David. He's a little younger than John David, I think. And I seemed to remember a time that
we got a disaster here.
What was that?
The music went off.
Oh, did
John
the music
David
go
is trying
off?
To push the button. You know the attention span of a 7-year-old. He's trying to push on the screen here.
I got it. How about that one?
We got it. You know how it is. You got to give him a Tootsie Roll or a candy or something or Five Nights at Freddy's.
He wants a different one.
Different one. Okay. They lose attention here. They don't want to care. They don't care anything about this stuff we're talking about.
That one, okay? How about that one?
Can you do the one that has a Christmas hat on him?
Well, that's appropriate.
The one with a Christmas hat. That one?
Yeah.
That one right there? He's killing some.
The other one.
Oh, that one?
Oh, no, don't put anything on there bad.
Oh, that one, okay.
I'll get his mama shoot me between the eyes.
He's killing something. Anyhow,
My nephew, my grandnephew, great nephew, was talking about going fishing, and I seem to remember when he was about his daddy was about that age that he was with his granddad, my father-in-law, fishing, and my father-in-law hung into this big catfish and knocked my nephew into the lake.
Uh-oh.
And he's about to throw the rod and reel down when my nephew screams out, "I can swim. It's okay." So he brings the fish. It was about a 10-pound catfish. It was huge.
Oh, that is big.
And so they went and dug out the pictures, mm-hmm. and he's showing them to him. But you're talking about the people like the Beatles and everything.
Uh-huh.
Donny Osmond came one time to Montgomery. We had a big show, and everybody ran after Donny. I could run in those days, so we're doing security. We're running him to the car and get back, and Donna and my sister-in-law have left my little six-year-old nephew somewhere.
No.
Oh, he's gone. Nobody knows where he is. They abandoned him to chase Donny Osmond down the riverfront.
That's what happens when you're not thinking.
That's right. But they were so excited she got to go eat supper with him and sit next to him.
With Donny Osmond?
Oh, yeah. She was excited. Got pictures and everything. And then he came back and did another show. And I saw him at the radio station. And he was all glad to see me. He put his arms out. And then he kissed me on the side of my face. I'm like, that's strange. So I can always tell people I got kissed by Donny Osmond. A lot of women can't say that.
That's true.
272-9228. If you'd like to call and talk about, you can talk about Five Nights at Freddy's.
Or you could talk about the scary situation of the politics and the market.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is going to happen?
I just saw something. They were taking the vote a while ago, you know, and they're going down the line. It's like, you know, they're voting yes on this thing.
Right, right.
And they get to that Democratic guy from Georgia, the one that thought if everybody got on one end of Guam, it was going to flip over. You remember?
Yeah.
And they got to him. Instead of he went,
He's
not the sharpest tool in the shed, if you know what I'm saying.
I'm telling you. We're going to have a trivia question here in just a little bit.
It'll
be a Five Night at Freddy trivia question. Essentially, we're going to be giving away pizza. And kids, if you've got a young child that knows the answers, go ahead, cheat. We'll let you get away with it.
There you go.
Put them on the telephone and let them tell us, even better, who is a Five Nights at Freddy's character. Don't say anything now. Don't let them know.
So this is like our answer guy.
There's several of them. Okay, I don't know them.
Okay.
But he's going to know if you know a Five Nights at Freddy's character. If you know a Five Nights at Freddy's character, call at 272-9228 and give us the answer, and you'll get a free Folklorelli's pizza.
We've got Grasshopper on the phone. We got John David on Five Nights at Freddy's. You got you and me here just wondering, because I really don't know a lot about it.
Well, I don't either.
I understand it's a video game.
Somebody's calling. Somebody probably watches Five Nights at Freddy's.
Okay.
But let's see. Maybe it's one of those kids calling.
You never know. Let's see here. See if I can see who's on the phone here.
Yeah.
Okay. Boy, I'm just disjointed this evening.
All right.
Okay.
All right. We're going to let him say yes or no.
Okay.
We're going
to. Okay. Now, he's looking very confused. Kind of like that guy from Georgia on that vote a while ago.
I know. This is scary. I know it. I know it's scary, but, you know, so is the stock market right now. So.
Well, while we got a second, let's get in everything we got going on next Saturday.
Okay.
We got 3-6 out there at 2754 Bell Road, and that's at Affordable Events.
Right.
And like I said, 3-6, we've got the Bouncy House or the Jumpy Castle, whatever you want to call it.
Uh-huh.
We've got the folks at Tiger Rock Martial Arts.
Right.
They're going to have
And you know what he's going to do?
Tell me.
He's going to have those boards that's just for kids where they can break them with their hands.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Well, I bet they do.
So if you want to be Kung Fu for the day.
There you go.
Come and see that.
We've got face painting from Alicia Lynn and Sweet Cheeks and Treats. It's hard to say that. And she's going to be out there. And let's see. What else? We've got Santa, young Elvis, old Elvis.
And some elves.
And an elf. We've got
some
elf
girl elves. Yep. Elves.
And
elves.
I'll be out there somewhere. I'll probably be doing some filming.
You know, Santa Claus, he's really a good friend of mine. But, that's the reason why we're able to get him to come.
Donna's going to be there.
Oh,
she's
great.
Going to come out. So we're going to have...
a full contingent of troops out there.
Yes.
But we want you to come because it's all free.
Right.
And you might wind up on TV. You might just...
Well, you probably will.
You might mess around and have a good time if you're not
You
careful.
Just might.
So that's tomorrow. No, week from tomorrow.
Yes.
The 21st from 3 until 6 in the afternoon. Okay, we got somebody on the phone.
Okay.
It is Joe.
Joe.
I'm going to have to turn the music down now for a minute so I can talk to Joe. Joe, you there, buddy?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Joe. Where are you calling from?
Montgomery.
Okay. And how old are you?
Six.
Well, you just made it in. That's just the right age to be to call in here. Now, we've got John David here. I'm going to get him turned up here where we can hear him. And you're going to tell me the name of a Five Nights at Freddy's character.
Montgomery, okay.
Okay, turn. Don't listen to the radio right now because it's going to be a second or two behind.
Okay.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now give me the name of that character.
Foxy.
Yes.
Yes, all right. We got...
What was it?
Boxy?
No, Foxy.
Foxy, okay. Boxy is not right. Foxy is right. Joe, just look what you got to look forward to. Obesity and deafness. That's what you got. So, Joe, you hang on. We'll get you information, although I think Grasshopper may already have it. But that's okay. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Yeah, enjoy your pizza, Joe.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
That Folcarelli's pizza.
Yeah, and, you know, it's really good stuff.
You know, really good stuff. If I found out they had that pizza over there at Freddy's, I'd go over there for five nights, too.
Make sure you get their parents' name, to, you know. So.
Yeah, I think he's got that kid in there.
They might not give it to him.
All right, so we got a winner.
Unless
there.
They take one of them characters, and then they'd probably run away and maybe, let them have all the pizza.
Maybe we'll do that again in a little while. That was fun.
It was fun.
So we got Joe, Big Joe. Joe, he's a big winner.
All right.
How about that? I've got to watch.
6 years old. Get on up there.
I got to watch me some Five Nights at Freddy's. Yeah, I've missed out, I guess.
Obviously so.
I don't know what it is.
The 6 and 7 year olds seem to know a lot about
it. They're all crazy about it.
I know it. And, you know, it has a story behind it. Supposedly, I read that some people got locked up in, I mean, a real story. They got locked up, it's probably been a decade or two ago, they got locked up in a pizza place. What's the one where it's Chuck E. Cheese. The Chuck E. Cheese pizza place for 5 nights.
Yeah?
Yes. And somehow it came out that it was
haunted?
A haunted pizza place. No.
That can work.
Yeah. You know, you don't want your retirement plan to be haunted. That's scary. You know, if things get real scary and you want to take the spooks out of things, give me a call. 279-7431. I'll smooth it out where the spooks won't be able to get into your stuff and mess it up. And Freddie, he won't even know where it's at. You know, you could call Freddie the market monster. You know, he's probably he's a what?
Animatronic.
Okay, he's an animatronic market monster.
Well, yeah, you should know that.
I should have known that. But anyway, if you want your portfolio safe and you're, you know, like a baby boomer and you're getting on up there in years, well, you're not old, but you don't want to lose your dough, give me a call, 279-7431, and we can still make some good returns and give you a huge bonus on the front.
That's right.
Huge bonus.
272-9228 to talk to us here and 279-7431 to talk with David about your finances. You know, make yourself an appointment. No obligation. Won't cost you a dime. And you may save a whole passel of them dimes, too.
Well, especially if this thing corrects big.
There you go.
And
I think someone did something on the thingy.
Yeah, something's broke over here.
Uh-oh. Something broke on the technological screen.
Yeah, I'm trying to work it out.
Oh, you're trying to bring back Freddy. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we'll get it. You just go ahead.
Well, you know, we always like to have fun. If you come to our party on the 21st, You know, I keep thinking about those old television things where the kids would get a moon pie or a Little Debbie and it sat on a horse or whatever, and then they, you know, watched the old Three Stooges shows and stuff like that. I guess all that's gone. Now they're just watching Five Nights at Freddy's or whatever they're doing.
I'll tell you about an event we did. I'll tell you about that later, but I remember one time I was somewhere and they were giving away a boat, and I was supposed to give this boat away. Ah. So I'm sitting out there in this boat. And somebody came by and said, all you need... No, I said it. I said, all we need now is some RCs and moon pies. It wasn't 5 minutes later. A RC truck pulled up.
Oh, no.
With a cooler full of RCs. And then a truck full of moon pies pulled up. And they give me moon pies to give away.
Well, that just proves one thing.
What's that?
If you wait around long enough, it might happen.
Yeah, you got a boat, people will give you stuff. I guess that's what it is. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be coming back with some more Five Nights at Freddy's. But this is something tells a little bit more about our event next week. You just stick around. We'll be back with more Health and Wealth here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health and Wealth Christmas Blowout just keeps getting bigger and better. Saturday afternoon, December the 21st, from 3 until 6, at Affordable Events, 2754 Bell Road, it's the very first Christmas Blowout from your friends at the Health and Wealth Show. Now, let me see if I can get all this in. Santa Claus is going to be there. Young Elvis, John David with Clay Creations from Five Nights at Freddy's, face painting from Alicia Lynn, and sweet cheeks and treats, demonstrations, and great deals from Tiger Rock Martial Arts. I think I got everything in but the kitchen sink. Oh, there it is. Now mark it on your calendar. Saturday afternoon, December 21st, from 3 until 6. It's the Christmas Blowout. Listen to the Health and Wealth Show from 6 until 7 weekday evenings for more information. Or call 279-7431. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial, LLC. Earnest Financial LLC. Man, I'm just jumping around over here trying to get stuff done. Got so many buttons to push.
Yeah. We're going to have another trivia question here in a little bit.
Okay.
And
I'm going to get the Freddy music back on here.
Oh, yeah. Get it back on there because he might start running around here. He ate some candy before he got. I shouldn't have said that. His mama might be listening.
You done got him sugared up.
You're that
grandpa, huh? Uh-huh.
I thought maybe he'd talk a little bit if he got sugared up.
Well,
there.
He's done real well. I know it. He's real tickled that he's done as well as. Because a lot of times, you get that microphone in front of people and they just freeze up.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It can be scary. It sure can be. But talk radio is just talk radio. You talk. Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about.
And
what we think.
Just don't think about that failed format, home radio. That never did work out.
No.
It just didn't.
I can understand that, Joe. Yeah, I get it. There's a lot of things. Right now it's Friday and everybody's getting ready for the weekend. And, a lot of times we're not even in here. But, we wanted to do a Friday show because it's going to be fun, And we also wanted to correlate the fact that the market could get really scary. There's a lot of technical things that are going on in the market right now that show some scary things, And, I'm not a technical analyst, but I can read. And I also have this thing called common sense.
There's a great lack of that out there.
Sometimes, if things just keep happening over and over. In other words, what is it? Freddy just keeps killing people?
No.
Not that one. Isn't there another Freddy?
Yeah, that bad Freddy.
And so, here we go. Mm-hmm. The bad Freddy. What's the bad Freddy's last name for a Anytime Fitness membership for a month? Call and tell us the bad Freddy.
You mean old burn up bad Freddy?
The one that just keeps on coming back.
Yeah, he keeps coming back, doesn't he?
Yes.
I was going to ask you something, too. So, what is he saying over there?
Freddie Mercury?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, I think it was him. They've seen him. They've seen him since he died. No, that's not the right one. That's a good one.
No. What's the bad Freddy's name?
Oh, I was.
Don't say it. It's a trivial question.
Yeah, I was.
We're talking to people out there. They got to call us back.
Okay? I was looking at some clips this afternoon or this morning when I was putting this other thing together, and I was finding all these old scary movies. But I remember as long as. Now, keep this in mind. This young man here getting grown, you know, a little older. As long as you keep dressed, you keep your clothes on, you don't get killed.
Oh,
there's something about them movies. If you happen to like, if you like taking a shower or something, and you come out of the shower with your towel or something, you get killed.
Oh,
I don't know what it is.
I don't think I want to be taking many showers.
That's about all I can say about that, considering present company. But I'm gonna have to go home and watch some of this Freddy stuff. This is strange.
You,
are you superstitious at all about anything?
Sometimes.
What are you superstitious about?
Well, you know, for some reason, I don't like certain numbers, like 13.
Really?
No. Uh-huh. I mean, like, even if I get off on the 13th floor, I feel weird.
You know, a lot of buildings don't have a 13th floor.
I know.
They skip from, like, from 12 to 12B and something.
And I feel really strange when a black cat runs out in front of me on the road, you know.
Well, that's
a weird feeling.
We have a black cat. And she constantly crosses my path.
Yeah.
And it's because she loves to eat. And every time I move toward the kitchen, she, we're going to eat. And so she is right under my feet the whole time. But let's see. Anything else you're superstitious about?
Well, you know, there's things that bother me, you know, about, don't do that again, or deja vu and all that. You ever have deja vu when you feel like it happened before, you know? Or some kind of weird dream that you dream again.
I know. That's
those
weird.
Are weird things, you know?
I
used to have a dream over and over, and I don't know what. I don't know why.
I had deja mu one time.
What's that?
It's a strange feeling. You've heard this BS before.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that one.
Yeah.
I felt that one.
Let's see. I'm kind of superstitious about being mean to people.
Oh yeah.
I try my best not to be mean. I don't. I might think something mean, or I might say something mean later. But I'm trying. Oh well, you know, he can't help it, or she can't, or you know.
Sort of like Elizabeth Warren.
Well, she can't help it.
Pelosi.
Now. Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Some folks.
Elizabeth Warren wants to ruin the economy.
Yes, she does.
She absolutely does. And folks, you know, y'all probably heard me say this before. But Elizabeth Warren wants to make it where you pay more for your investments, from my viewpoint. Just like that 42% sales tax, you know, all that stuff's crazy. I mean, we can't deal with all this crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to have our own abilities. Or in other words, we need to be able to make choices whether we want to have a guaranteed investment that can make money in the stock market, or whether we want to go into the market itself. But we don't need to be pushed in one thing or out of the other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's bad politics, in my opinion. It's sort of like what happened in England. Now 60% of the people can't even afford a financial advisor.
Mm. And, you know, they said that this Boris guy over there, he won the election. I think it's the, it's the Labour Party. Isn't that right? Or he's the other one. I can't.
You're talking about the Conservatives.
The Conservatives,
yeah.
And they are saying now that it will be harder for the impeachment thing to even get voted on since he has won that election over there.
How'd that happen?
I have no idea how
that works. I know that it's going to push them closer through Brexit. See, that's the other thing. There's so many things we don't know that could cause the market to just do some crazy stuff right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people talked a long time about don't, you know, get involved in programs that derivatives. You know, and they kept talking about derivative this, derivative that. And I heard it for so much that I got sick of hearing it in the 80s and 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? The derivatives came back and hit us in the head just like a Freddy Five Nights. I'm not going to say that last name because, you know, that'll give away our trivia question. But anyway, it could be bad timing. Somewhere down the line is going to be bad timing. And my fear is it could be bad timing for baby boomers that wanted to retire. If they don't lock those values in now, it might be bad. It just could be horrible. It could be worse than Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
It could be every day of your retirement life. You're going to say, why didn't I do it? why did I let them steal my retirement money? And, you know,
it's like a bad dream you can't wake up from.
Can't wake up from. So why in the world take the risk when you get older? I just don't get it. I don't understand it.
I don't either.
Yeah, of course, a lot of people disagree, but that's okay. So,
Grasshopper, you got any superstitions? Anything you're superstitious about?
Not really, no.
No, you don't have to, you know, comb your hair a certain way, or you don't have to put one shoe on before
always
you...
Always to the right.
Always to the right, yeah. Yeah, there you go. It's kind of like the wind moved it over to the right.
Yeah. So, I think he wants you to turn that up a little bit more.
Oh.
No, I said I don't like it.
Oh, he don't like it. Oh, he don't like it.
Oh, I didn't
Sorry know. About that.
It's the Five Night at Freddy Hit Parade here. Let's
I don't see. Know which one that is,
I'm
but
I'm going to go back to this one. He likes
okay.
that one.
Okay.
Okay, we're
going
to go to the other one.
The other one.
Okay.
Yeah. Which other one? This one?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. When I'm dealing with people, you know, if they don't like something, I have to change things around. And I try my best to make everybody happy, you know, about their investments. I you know, if you call me, I try to get with you as soon as possible. If you need some money, I try to get it to you as soon as possible.
Uh-huh.
If you're concerned about something, I'm as close by as a text message or a phone call.
Yes.
You know, my wife says, "What are you doing with that phone?" And I say, "I am on call every day of my life, and I'm always going to be available for my clients if they need me."
Uh-huh.
You know,
24/7.
24/7. If you need me, I'm there. I'm not off like you know, on a weekend. If you need me on a weekend, I'm there for you. If you need to talk to me,
any time of day or night,
I will respond usually, unless I'm asleep.
Unless you're unconscious or something.
Right.
That's 279-7431. Talk to David Ernest today. Set yourself up that appointment. You know, as a matter of fact, that day we're going to be out there on the 21st, you can come out there and say hello and set up an appointment right there.
Oh, you can. Or you can get some pizza.
Yeah, pizza.
Or a hot dog. I think it's going to be hot dogs, too.
Pizza and hot dogs?
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
I have died and gone to hell.
I know.
Okay,
I know.
We've got a call on line one.
Okay.
I'm going to pull the music down now so we can talk to James on the phone. James, are you there?
I'm right here.
Oh,
right
good, here. Good. What can we do for you?
Well, I got one little statement, and then I got a question for you. But
okay.
The statement is, during my lifetime, I've had a history of working in the film industry.
Yeah.
And one time, I worked for James Earl Jones.
Ooh.
For two films.
How about that?
I was his driver and assistant and so on and so on and so forth.
What movies?
He made, we worked in Montgomery, Alabama.
Uh-huh.
On a docudrama about the Dexter Avenue Baptist Church, Dr. Vernon Johns.
Uh-huh.
He was the preacher before Martin Luther King.
I've actually heard of him.
And it was a great story. And then I went with him and worked in Louisiana, worked with Robert Duvall and he on a film.
Where they were brothers?
No.
That's
that
not...
was the next film
oh,
I did.
Okay.
This one, the name of it was Convict.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about the post-Civil War story was written, a book was written by Horton Foote. And Horton Foote's fame, well, a lot of fame, but he is the... author that wrote the screenplay To Kill a Mockingbird.
Wow. So you just all hooked up, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Sounds great.
And Robert Duvall wanted to work with Horton Foote again. And then James Earl Jones always wanted to work with Robert Duvall. And so that's how we wound up going to Louisiana and spent several weeks down there working. But what y'all were talking about was when he did his Star Wars. And the reason that he did not charge any more than that was because he only worked a day.
Really?
That was his daily.
Well, he just did the voice, so I guess they had that out there for him, and he just had to go lay it down.
That's right.
How about that?
That's right. He had a script.
Uh-huh.
And the only thing he did, he spent one. It wasn't even a day, really, because it was more like, I don't know, 6 hours or something like that.
Uh-huh.
But that's all he did was went to a studio and did a voiceover and then they dubbed it, and so he worked for one day and got $10,000.
Well, you know why they didn't make that movie, Star Wars, here in Alabama, don't you? Because he would have had to, Luke, I think I am your daddy.
He'd have had to have that bull. Now, he's a Mississippi boy.
Oh, yeah, and I understand, and I'm sure you know this, I understand that as a youth, or as a ute, as Greg Budell says, I understand he had a terrible stammer.
And he
stuttered terribly, and he's got this golden voice now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He was so bad.
How bad was he?
He was so bad that he did not speak until... He did not carry on conversations until he was about 8 or 9 years old.
Wow.
And see where he went.
Sounds like you got to know him pretty well.
I did. Every day we drove back and forth to the set, which was 45 minutes. We were in Hondville, Louisiana.
There you go.
And So, everything, we did everything. Everywhere he went, I drove him, and we, you know, stayed in the same apartment complex and so on and so forth, and it was just a fantastic. Well, and his mother found a teacher in Michigan, and they left Memphis, or they left Mississippi, if these M's right. And they moved to Michigan, and that's where he grew up. And the teacher was so good that she is the one that took him out of that stammer. And I mean, I would listen to him, and every blue moon he would just a little bit of a stutter, but basically he was. That was a fantastic. Well, and on top of that, I was getting to work with Robert Duvall.
Who is a terribly underrated actor. I always thought he was a good actor.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was, this was 80, when was he there? 89. And so he had, it was fantastic to be around people like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Academy Award winner and then... Horton Foote, he rode with us a lot. He was a the other Writers Award.
Pulitzer Prize.
Pulitzer, there you go, for his novels. And he was just, that was such a fantastic part of my, and I got paid.
Can't beat that.
It's like being on vacation and being paid.
James, this is a great story, man. I'm glad you called us and told us about this.
Well, I want to ask you a question, technically.
Okay.
How do you think the bank, I don't have a whole lot of stock floating around out there, but I have some pretty good bit of bank stocks. How do you think the bank are going to hold up in the upcoming... I don't know. The upcoming years, I'm trying to decide.
Well, technically, I can't answer that question. I could give you my personal opinion, and this personal opinion is that the banks will hold up. That's okay, my personal opinion. That's not a technical opinion at all. That's just a personal opinion.
Well, one of the banks. My stock, and I'm not going to mention any names, but it went from $23 a share to $3.50.
You mean $3.50?
Yeah.
Ooh, that ain't good.
Yeah. No.
And that was in 08.
Yeah.
But, I told myself, I think this might ought to be a time to go buy some.
Yeah, I wasn't answering the question about stocks of the banks. I was talking about the bank.
The physical bank.
Well, we can't talk about the stocks of a bank on this show, so I have to say that.
But then, as the bank goes, that's how I figure their stocks.
Yeah. Well, if you want to talk more about, stuff like that and stuff, we got some people in my office that can help you with the stock stuff, but also I can talk to you about the guaranteed stuff that you can utilize.
Well, I got your number, and I've called you once before, and I still haven't gotten my pizza yet. I don't know if it's still there waiting on me or not.
Well, yeah, that's all you got to do is go tell them that you want a pizza, and they'll give it to you.
And but anyway, I just want to, you were talking about James Earl the other week, and that was such an interesting and subject and with him. But if you got, I got one little thing else to tell you about him. We were, we used to, when we were in Louisiana, we would, he loved watching movies. And so we would go, he and I would go to the movie checkout place. And we'd go and he'd get five, six, how many ever movies, and I would get some. So anyway, and we would talk to each other as we walked around, getting new. Oh, you want this? Well, yes, James, I'm going. And so anyway, we were doing that one day, and all the movies, Star Wars, was on the overhead projector. And these two girls, young ladies, were up there doing the checkout, so, and he and I would be talking, and then Darth Vader would be talking, and they kept looking up at the television, and then they would look around like they're perplexed, and they knew they were hearing his voice coming from somewhere.
They were like, they're like we're being invaded.
That's right, that's right. So when we went up to check out, and he did all of his stuff, I didn't have to do anything but stand there with him, but he would, you know, and they started staring at him. And they said something, and he said, yes, I'm James Earl Jones. And then they just, you know, it was just a great day for them, but I thought it was very, such a unique situation for it to be on the movie and him standing there, and that they had to get autographs.
Well, it's a small universe after all.
That's right.
Thanks a lot,
well,
James.
Y'all have a great evening.
Appreciate your call.
Bye-bye.
Old James. All right. How about that? Hanging out with James.
We never get anybody to answer the trivia question.
No. And, you know, this was an easy one. Freddie, his last name was what? Now, who does not know?
For an Anytime Fitness membership.
Yeah. If you know, give us a call right now because we are about out of time.
Okay.
Anybody? You got any final words there, John David?
Talking.
Get on the microphone.
Probably just to say if people don't know that Chica's a girl.
I'm glad you brought that because I had no idea. Donna, did you know that? How about that? She's shaking her head no.
That's good to know. We're full of information
there
here.
You go. Well, Dave, if you want to wrap it up, I'll find us a little song to go out
okay,
with.
Okay. You know, things can be scary in life. And one of the things that can be scary is being sure that you have enough money to retire on. And that's the reason why I'm an asset preservationist. I believe in helping baby boomers. And, of course, we help younger people, too. But, you know, they're a different story of the way they're handled. But baby boomers need to think carefully about what might happen to their money through if they're invested in the markets. And we like to let them know there are alternatives out there that can keep you from losing your retirement dollars. And also there's programs out there that will keep your guaranteed income going while the market, if it grows, will increase it. So you deserve to know this information. So for a no obligation appointment, feel free to call me at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. And let's don't be scared anymore.
No, not even on Friday the 13th. Dave, it's been a good show.
It sure has.
We had a good week.
I didn't know that she was a girl.
Chica. Do look like a chica.
You want to say anything else, John David, before we go off there?
Got anything else for us?
No.
You don't want to say hello to mom or?
Say hello to your mom and your dad and your brother and your sister?
Maybe. I don't know.
So we'll make it quick. We're about to run out of time.
Just say, hey, everybody.
Hey, Hi, everybody.
There you go.
All right.
And there's one more thing I want to say.
Oh, one more thing. Okay.
That I'm in second grade.
You're in second grade?
Yeah.
You know, that was two of the happiest years of my life.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Well, John David, if I don't see you again before, I will see you on the 21st when we're out there doing the Christmas hoedown out there at Affordable Events over there at 2754 Bell Road. That's next Saturday, not tomorrow, but next Saturday.
Right.
From 3 until 6. And we'll talk to you before then.
Yeah, and come on, because we want to put you on TV.
Yeah.
We want to put you on TV and make you a star.
And we'll be back Monday night, 6 o'clock. Until then, you know who this is and you know who's coming to town. This has been the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.